Last week's rainfall brought much-needed moisture to some Kansas wheat fields, but left other producers in the far western part of the state saying rain, rain, come again. As the Kansas wheat crop continues to mature and flag leaves start to emerge, timely moisture is once again the most critical need to bring this year's crop to harvest. According to Dighton wheat farmer Ron Supis, we are a week of 100-degree temperatures away from a disaster, or with a few timely rains, we could have an almost normal yield. Supis reported his wheat crop developed a pretty good stand last fall, despite limited moisture. However, that subsoil moisture has now been depleted. The front last week provided limited relief in his area. For the week ending May 2nd, the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service reported 27% of topsoil and subsoil moisture supplies to be very short to short, and 73% adequate to surplus. In the same report, NAS stated jointing for the winter wheat crop is ahead of last year at 83%. 12% of winter wheat has now headed behind the five-year average of 27%. Overall, NAS also reported winter wheat condition across the state at 14% very poor to poor, 31% fair, and 55% good to excellent. Planting date and catching scattered moisture have influenced the condition of individual fields this year, even within counties. Jason Oakes, a farmer from Syracuse, reported wheat in his area is highly variable, with some fields zeroed out from insurance and others looking very good. Last week's rains skipped over his part of the state, with only a few isolated places receiving 30 to 40 hundredths. More rainfall will be needed to keep his best fields above average. He said, "We caught a nice rain at planting time, but it didn't last long, and some of the late planted wheat didn't get a good start. We caught a nice rain a month or so ago. This made it possible to have a crop." The Wheat Quality Council will be assessing both winter wheat conditions and disease pressure across the state during the annual Hard Winter Wheat Tour, May 17th through the 20th. The tour will once again take place in person this year, giving participants a firsthand look at this year's wheat crop as scouts examine individual fields from Manhattan to the Colorado border and back again. In addition to yield, Wheat Tour attendees will be assessing disease pressure. While both Supis and Oaks reported drought conditions have limited pressure in their areas, K-State Agronomy is encouraging farmers that did receive moisture last week to monitor the crop for wheat streak mosaic virus. Additionally, as the crop moves into the flagleaf stage, K-State Agronomy is encouraging farmers to assess whether a fungicide application will be needed for stripe rust, with scouts reporting more incidents across the state. You can learn more about this guidance at our website, kswheat.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.